My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Nate Taylor.
Yes.
From The Athletic, Hello. Our chief insider. Let's just start. Let's get right into it and we can get to some other stuff.
Uh-huh.
Your reaction to both trades, in particular, the Cooper one for me stings because he was just at the top of my wish list for Kansas City. And I don't think the compensation is all that crazy. We know financially is only $800,000. What's your reaction? And did you hear that the Chiefs were maybe in on Cooper?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Zilch. Interesting.
Nada.
Why not?
Hadn't heard it. You know, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. They just weren't, you know. Now, I would say there are other options still available.
Okay, Deontay Johnson.
Okay, now, this is DeMarcus Robinson.
It's going to be D-Rob. Just accept fate, I guess.
Nate now, runs forward. Go ahead.
Yes, that's, yes. Yeah. Real quick, how did you describe Deshaun Watson again? So I can keep it in my memory for the rest of time.
He has a real quarterback that's also not a creep.
Not a
anymore.
Creep.
Now in Buffalo.
Wow. Not a creep. I mean, before I plugged in my headphones, ladies and gentlemen, I burst into tear laughter because that is an amazing way to describe Deshaun Watson. Not a creep. He is a creep. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, is the quarterback a creep? Can he get me the football on time? Great. When can I pack my bags? Now? Great.
I think what I hate about it from the Chiefs' perspective is last night I watched the Bills, and they didn't look like great, but like you can see, you're like,
oh,
I watched last night.
They have a problem.
Yeah,
yes.
I watched last night. I'm like, damn, dude, Josh Allen does some crazy stuff.
I mean, dog.
Considering who he doesn't have. Like, I get blown away by Josh Allen.
Yes.
Even though he's throwing to nobody. So I'm like, damn it, they got somebody? That sucks.
Right. Now, here's my full reaction. I don't believe the Chiefs were in on Amari Cooper. Okay. That makes sense because, again, as I said earlier, there are still other options. This is actually good for the Chiefs, though, because it now gives you, as I've talked about before, a baseline as to what the market is from a trade compensation standpoint if you are to trade for a receiver, whether that is DeMarcus Robinson or Tutu Atwell or Deontay Johnson or
Tyreek?
DeAndre Hopkins?
You gonna say something cool?
Darius Slayton?
Oh, okay.
He's looked good the last 2 weeks when Neighbors has been out. I don't know if that's just a product of that, but he's been impressive.
I just want to keep reminding people that Darius Slayton exists, and I think you should look at him. I think you should watch his tape and, you know, see what happens. Now, of course, you need both parties to agree to this. Of course, the Chiefs and the Giants have already executed a trade before with Kadarius Toney. Slayton is not Tony, okay? not from a dynamic standpoint and from a mercurial standpoint, but he is a functional, really good NFL receiver who is working right now under Mike Kafka, who could, you know, say a nice word or two to Andy Reid and Matt
and
Nagy.
Also at least maybe some similar verbiage.
Correct.
What about the other name that suddenly is available because of the Devontae Adams trade? Mike Williams, former Charger, coming off an ACL injury.
I agree.
I said no.
Someone earlier was trying to get MVS here. Don't listen to that, you know.
I said he would be below D-Rob on my list. At least MVS
can run straight and knows the offense.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's fair.
And if you just, you know, what's the word? Hypnotize him to believe it's January, then look, it'll be a great trade.
Yeah.
But, nah, stop it. I mean, when Aaron Rodgers throws you under the bus, you're done. The career's over. It's a wrap. Yeah. I said it in the offseason. I was like, who are you competing against? New York? Like, they being the Chargers, released Williams because he was hurt. Because he's always hurt. Sorry, it's just the injury history. And by the way, you can't pass a physical. But suddenly he's going to pass yours?
Yeah.
Okay, which means obviously he wants to get back on the field, which obviously means you're going sooner rather than later, which can lead to what? More injuries, more inconsistent play, and your quarterback saying, get him out of here. And where is Devontae? Immediately upon, like, he stepped off the podium last night, guys, and they were trading for Devontae Adams after he just said, get this guy off my team. Crazy work by Aaron Rodgers.
But he has no, Nate, he said last week, he told me last week he has no say in any decision making with that franchise. So
this man said, I love Robert Saleh. I said, get this man off my screen, Pat McAfee. Actually, keep him going because it's great.
It's good content.
It's amazing content.
It is entertaining.
But get him off. Come on. We know you're lying. We know it. Okay. You shoved this man in front of all of us and then said, no, I actually love Robert. Sure. Sure, my guy. Their season's cooked. It's cooked. It's absolutely cooked, guys. I'm telling you, their defense is not as good as you think it is.
Offensive line's bad.
And trying to, Ben, did you see some of the hits he took last night?
He looked miserable.
Dog, he's 40, and it hurts.
I ain't like waking up. I'm 40. I'm not getting hit.
So congratulations, honestly, to the Las Vegas Raiders. You won this trade on sight immediately. Like, there's no way, I believe, Devontae Adams is going to make that big of a difference because to what we talked about earlier, he's 40. He's getting hit constantly, and I don't think the Jets' defense is as good as people want it to be. Like, again, with nobodies, Josh Allen beat them.
Is it? It's really early in the trade market. It's 3 weeks to today.
Yes. Before,
but already, names are getting moved.
Yep.
So the market has started earlier than it typically does. Do you think it just pauses for the next week and a half, 2 weeks? Or do the small names start going too? Because some of these teams,
that's a great
the Giants
question.
Are only a game and a half back in the division.
Right.
They probably want to drag their feet just in case Dallas keeps slipping, whatever. Mm-hmm. Some of these teams are going to want to play the game a little bit. But I'm just curious if this ignites the market for the teams that are looking to trade.
I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know if it necessarily ignites it, but it does keep the conversations going. And generally you would want to make the trade. If you're trying to be early, you'd make the trade either today or tomorrow, right? Cause then you get the guy in the building. You can at least go through the install for this week. I'm not saying Devontae Adams is going to play on, when is their bye week? They had their bye week already.
It's this week.
Okay. So that, okay. Easy.
I think, right?
No, the Jets play Steelers Sunday night.
Oh no, Jets do play the Steelers. They do play. Sorry.
So, okay. We can get him a base package of plays. We can install the offense. Obviously him and Aaron will go back and forth through signals. So like he can play a rotational role, right?
Series.
And so you can do that with anybody that you trade for at the receiver position is, hey, here are the base plays. Here's our terminology, our verbiage. You get a couple practices in. Hey, let's get you out there for 15 snaps, and then we'll increase the workload as the season goes along. So you'd either make the trade today or tomorrow. I don't, like for the Chiefs' sake, I think they want to see their offense for another game or two against the 49ers. Now, again, if someone says, hey, we'll give, and based on Amari Cooper, Devontae Adams, man, we take a fourth right now for Deontay Johnson. Hey, maybe you don't hang up the phone. Maybe you figure it out now sooner rather than later. But I think most teams will play off of this. It'll help the conversations or it'll, you know, temper it to some degree. You get another game or two in. And then, because of the deadline, the interest will obviously, you know, ignite again. But I don't – unless you're a seller, unless you're the Carolina Panthers, and you can say based on that deal with the Cleveland Browns, we now know what we can sort of get or what our framework is, then outside of that, I do think it's probably going to be later towards the trade deadline than the action sort of carrying us through the week.
Do you think that this defense is better than last year's? It's playing better than this defense was playing in week five last year. That's inarguable.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a better defense than last year's defense?
I have crunched some numbers, fellas.
Oh.
It's a moderate sample size.
Okay.
So let's keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen. It's a moderate sample size. You do play the 49ers, a quality team with a good quarterback, good head coach, good scheme.
Good weapons.
Yep. And so we will obviously revisit this next week. But through five games, this is a better defense.
Yeah.
This is a better defense, kids. Couple reasons why. They don't miss tackles. As I've put in the Athletic, when a team has chosen to give the ball to the running back, you know, the guy who's supposed to break tackles, get extra yards, keep you ahead in the chains, the Chiefs have only missed 14 tackles all year against running backs.
That's really low.
That's low for a five-game sample. Everybody's been healthy, which is a big key. Charles Omenihue could come back in the next month. And if he is anywhere to his level at some point from last season, then all of a sudden the pass rush gets better. Chris Jones doesn't have the same sack numbers, I believe, through five games.
I can watch it. My eyes will tell me the story there.
He is dominating people, right? And he didn't miss the first game of the season like last year. I think if you want to argue that they're not as good as last year, your two factors, I believe, are not having L'Jarius Sneed, okay? Because we kind of knew by this time last year, man, they just
still great against number one wide receivers.
Yeah, they just snuffed, like, Justin Jefferson, right? Like, that's crazy. All right. You know, Tyreek Hill was coming along the way later in the season in Germany, but they were already starting to demonstrate that, like, your number one receiver is not going to do anything against us last year. And obviously, that's L'Jarius Sneed. And then I think the second thing is, too, there's some slight slippage with Justin Reed in terms of production, in terms of coverage ability against tight ends. And I'm not to say that, like, Justin can't get back to his.
I still think some of that might be the missed camp.
True. Yeah. He did miss pretty much all the camp. And all of the preseason with a quad injury. He's been the one player where you could notice, like, again, slippage, a little, like, deterioration. But, again, he has between now and the end of the regular season to get back to where he was in the postseason because he was excellent in the postseason. Those are the only two things I could say, like, maybe. But all these guys are in the third year of the system, everybody that's starting. Of that 2022 draft class, Karloftis, McDuffie, Chenault, Brian Cook, like they're all playing really well. They have no injuries. And so pretty much anything is at their disposal from a schematic standpoint because we can put Trent McDuffie anywhere on the field. We can line Chris Jones up anywhere on the defensive line. And oh, by the way, Leo Chenault, just go run into that guy's face to set up a blitz for somebody else.
We have Nate Taylor from The Athletic, our Chiefs insider, hanging out with us here on 96.5 The Fan. You mentioned Charles Omenihue. We know how dominant he was when he was healthy last year. Of course, he's coming back from an ACL injury. At one point in time, I think preseason, everybody thought the Raiders game in a couple weeks was the target, but the practice window hasn't even been opened up yet. What are you hearing? Is this going to be just a real cautious approach because of how long of a season they know they have? It's about the playoffs. Could this be closer to Thanksgiving?
Yes. I don't know if it'll be closer to Thanksgiving, but I think to your point, Alex, like, yes, they will probably be cautious about this just because of his injury and the fact that they're winning right now and the most important games are coming up later in the season. So, you know, if we're looking a month out, that puts you right after the game against the Denver Broncos on November 11th, which puts you right in the range for perhaps against Josh Allen having a rotational pass rusher, maybe a third down guy in Charles Omenihue just to get his feet wet, get him back into the mix against the Buffalo Bills on November 17th. So, you know, I don't think he's going to play against the Raiders. I do think, you know, for someone who has had their window open up, and Andy Reid didn't say it yesterday, but he kind of said it. I think Clyde Edwards-Helaire will be available in uniform against the San Francisco 49ers.
Are they going to have four active running backs?
Well, what do you do with Carson Steele?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Now their roster is a little bit, you know, fluid because they didn't bring up any receivers off their practice squad. So if they keep five receivers and maybe you have maybe three tight ends, then of course you could have four running backs, depending on, again, who's active, who's not active. But at least I think Clyde will be available.
Okay.
At least that's the way it's trending at this moment. Let's, you know, if you don't want to put him against the Bills because you might want to save that card for perhaps a potential postseason game, then okay. Charles Omenihue, I have a great opponent for you on November 24th. at noon.
Oh, was that Carolina?
The Carolina Panthers.
That's okay. A great game to get loose. I mean, get a little work and get a stretch.
You might see some action in the fourth quarter. You know, just to get you in rhythm, just to let you see how the speed of the game is again. You know, just stay healthy. But hey, you might be out there in the second half against these Carolina Panthers.
Might be Bryce Young again at that point.
Chris
I don't
Jones.
Know.
Who the hell knows?
Maybe Bryce Young's playing at that point.
Complete disservice to that. By
Deontay
the way.
Johnson playing his old team. That'd be fun. Deontay Johnson playing against his old team a few weeks after being traded to Kansas City. Great.
Sure. Since we're talking about injuries, what is the most optimistic timeline on Hollywood Brown? The worst timeline is he doesn't play at all, right?
Right. I think
that's still on the table, that there's a chance he wouldn't even be available for this team at all.
Correct.
What's the most optimistic timeline? I understand it has to be 100% healed.
Yes.
And confident of no re-injury before they put him on the field. Is there even a chance he'll play?
Yeah, and the ability of practice. And, you know, Andy Reid's a traditional coach. You're not going to just,
step on the field after no practice for 3 months.
Correct. So I want to say either December 21st against the Houston Texans at home.
Okay.
Yeah, best case scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
Or... you know, if you just want to be extra
playoffs.
Precautious because of the injury and, again, getting acclimated back to football, all right, maybe against the Steelers on Christmas Day in Pittsburgh, or...
That feels like a terrible place to come back from an injury.
It does, but, that might be the last chance you get to catch a pass from Mahomes where the season isn't literally on the line because, you know, based on the way they're playing right now, they're against their record... obviously, the Bills game will have some importance. The Texans game will have some importance.
Of course.
But Patrick Mahomes might not play on week 18, January 5th, against the Broncos in Denver. He just might not play that game because your playoff seed may already be determined. So, you could run some routes for Carson Steele. Or not Carson Wentz.
That'd be something.
Carson Wentz.
Wildcat.
Yes. Woo! But the best case is one of those last three games of the record.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app